But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Psalms chapter 103 verses 17 and 18.
One of the narrowing features of this way is that at the present time no one is accepted of God unless he makes a definite covenant with God. If he does not choose to make that covenant, he may think he is a Christian, but he is not. In the world today, 400 million people are counted as Christians. But the Bible very plainly states, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." This self-denial and cross-bearing is the sacrifice necessary to discipleship in Christ at the present time. Many people are not Christians because they have not entered into a covenant with God. After having entered this straight gate and narrow way, we should continue therein, not necessarily without stumbling, not necessarily without making mistakes, if we can go on ever so falteringly, to the best of our ability and with hearts loyal to the Lord, we shall be granted to sit on his throne, members of his bride class. Reprint 50:55. The text again.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Psalms chapter 103 verses 17 and 18.